8/29, Side A, Senate Committee on Revenue and School Finance, February 16, 1981, at 1:30 p.m., hearing room 137, State Capitol. Senate Bill 62, Appraisal Records Confidential, Senate Bill 253, Senior Citizens Deferred. Public hearing on both bills.
It's LC 422 and LC 1649. For this committee bills.
Okay, and the record will indicate that this vote is not in favor or of the legislation, simply to introduce it as through the committee structure. As a courtesy. Okay, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Cameron?
Aye.
Senator Grinstead?
Aye.
Senator Collins? Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Senator Charles?
Aye.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Powell?
Aye. Motion's adopted. One of them's Cameron will follow it, and the other one, I believe, is Barr. Okay, we have two bills on today's agenda. One is Senate Bill 62, which we've held a hearing. And the other one is Senate Bill 253. Both pieces of legislation have peculiar wording and functions. So we'll begin with Senate Bill 62 and the act that would require certain appraisal records in the county assessor's office to be held in confidence. Seems like the last time we had this legislation up, the assessors were in Lakeview. Are they back, Kermit? Are the assessors back?
It says a county holiday. I can say do the best I can. Mr. Warwell is going to be here.
Okay, you think he may be here later?
I would hope so.
Okay.
I can say a few words if you
well. We have somebody, we have, oh, you're the one that signed up. I see. Well, why don't we go, is there anyone else in the audience that's going to testify on 62 here for that express purpose? Why don't we go on then to Senate Bill 253, and we'll see if Mr. Worrell. Okay. Yes. Yes. I might add on 62 before we leave it, I've had several phone calls from both fee appraisers and people in the banks and lending institutions saying that they have grave concerns about the provisions of Senate Bill 62.
They do.
Okay.
They
Senate
have,
Bill 253. We have a sign up sheet for that. All right. Okay, James Perry, the Oregon State Bar.
Senator, I'm James Perry of the Oregon State Bar. Mr. DeLuce also has some preliminary material, I think, with respect to the bill.
Mr. Chairman, Ted DeLuce, Attorney General's Office representing the Department of Revenue. At the request of the Mr. Lang, I believe, the United States National Bank, we looked at this bill and felt that the intent that they were or purpose of the bill was not met by the language of Senate Bill 253 because they were eliminating language there in ORS 311.670, which we felt was important with respect to the act right now, and so we suggested amendment to another section.
Okay, Ted. Before we start, Mr. Perry, the bar is proposing this legislation. Before we get into those changes, Ted, if you don't mind, could you simply give us an oral outline of what you're trying to do with the legislation? What problem you're trying to address specifically? Because the language itself leaves us somewhat in question about the exact intent and what kinds of problems you're trying to get at.
Okay, Senator. The addition here, which I would like to address particularly, is on paragraph 4 here at the bottom. And this is to take care of the situation where an individual, because of infirmity or other reasons, has appointed either another individual or a corporate trustee to take over the management of their affairs. And when the trust is created, the legal title as such of the property is transferred to the trustee. And therefore, the individual who continues to live in his or her own home, simply by virtue of the fact that a trustee is managing their affairs, is unable to comply with the provisions. And so what the addition of paragraph 4 does is to allow a trustee who is acting for a person who is otherwise qualified to apply for and on behalf of that individual.
For the continuing deferral.
For the continuing deferral, that's correct.
All right. Mr. DeLuce, now, you're going to tell us why the language needs to be changed to accomplish that.
Yes, it appeared to us that the language that they were deleting had to do, in the original bill, had to do with what kind of an interest the person had to have in the property, and that language is still necessary for the law. And what they're really talking about was parallel with what is in the law right now with respect to guardian or conservator. They were really talking about the once a person qualified and desired to apply for this tax deferral, that technically it was the trustee of the estate that had the title, and technically that person could not qualify because he didn't have title. So this is simply to allow the trustee to act, who has the legal title, on behalf of the person who by himself would otherwise qualify. It's quite similar to situation that we've run into with respect to the 30% property tax situation, where the law provides for owning fee simple or buying the property under a recorded contract, and we find situations where a person has conveyed title to into a trust, and there we've interpreted the law to allow the relief. But in this situation, we couldn't, because the law says that he must own the fee simple, and when you put your property in a trust, you technically do not own the fee simple.
Okay, do you have language, either one of you, that would provide for that?
Mr. Chairman, one thing I think would be helpful, particularly the Attorney General's office, when you come with amendments, to put down who's asking them. You've submitted the amendments, but you really don't have the origin of who prepared them. I can write it on, but I think we require that, and I'd like to have
well, Senator, I sent the amendments to Mr. Lang of the United States National Bank,
I see.
And they were going to be presented by him, I thought.
I see. Okay. Anyway, I show the origin being the Attorney General's office.
Sure. So,
and that is true, I present.
Yes, okay. Yes.
These have been circulated, I guess.
Mr. DeLuce, then what you're doing is deleting, you're amending a different section of the law, so the bill is completely changed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the changes are the addition of a sub 4 to
the addition is
you're adding a sub paragraph 4.
Yes, to ORS 311-668 rather than amending 311-670.
Okay.
Could I ask,
excuse me, Senator Trump?
Yeah. Does do your amendment simply substitute for the bill?
Yes. It strikes the reference to 311-670.
Senator Day?
Could you explain to me, you have here, you say the trustee of an inter vetoes, I realize that's Latin, but could you explain what, there are several trusts, why this type of trust?
Maybe. Okay.
Well, it's a trust created during lifetime.
Okay.
In other words, it's inter vivos, rather during lifetime, rather than testamentary, which is a trust created under a will.
Would there be other trusts created that would have a like manner of this that was created, maybe went into creation after death?
No, I think that this would have to be
the only example.
The only situation,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. DeLuce, only revocable trusts of this nature would be included?
Yes, that is in keeping with the legislative intent in the present law that a person has to have the fee simple. In other words, this is a situation where the person is under circumstances where, for all practical purposes, they own the property, except they had to put it in trust and need the help of the bank to act as trustee. But it's still their property. They can revoke the trust if necessary. So that's the closest you can get to what the legislature's already said is their policy of having the fee simple owned by the person before they allow this kind of relief.
Okay. Other questions of Mr. DeLuce or Mr. Perry?
Chairman.
Senator Hammond.
I noticed among the bills that came through just today, there's another bill, I think possibly a House bill, which adds to this. It would permit a homeowner, for example, who sold the property but retained right of ownership throughout a lifetime to claim this same tax deferral. I already mentioned it in case you might want to deal with the same subject in this bill.
Okay. Under existing statute, that would not qualify. Is that correct?
Not as I understand, Senator.
Okay. Well, we will take the will of the committee's actions today. Hold the bill, and let's check that that House bill. Thank you, Senator Hanlon, before we move it to the floor. Okay, other questions? Thank you very much. Kermit Carson. Have you seen these amendments, Kermit?
No, I have not, but I think I can speak to them, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Kermit Carson. They have already covered the material that I wanted to call to the committee's attention. The language was very, very broad in the first bill.
Okay.
I think they have covered the material I wish to present.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, do we... is there anyone else who wanted to testify on Senate Bill 253? The amendment is before the committee. It would be my intention that if the bill is amended today to wait until it's engrossed before taking any further action, we check on the House bill as well. Senator Day?
Do you want to amend or do you want to review the House bill? Because you may want to do some other amendments is all. I don't mind.
It might be well that we hold off the printing process until we see if we wanted to incorporate the provisions of another bill. Because
I think it's in the same area.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with that policy. Okay. Discussion. Okay, we'll end the hearing on Senate Bill 253. Back to 62. I do not see Mr. Worrell. Still not here.
Oh, since holiday.
Of all the assessors, Mr. Worrell knows there are no holidays for assessors. He may be the only assessor who realizes that.
No, I think that's one of the
Okay, the, just from my summary of the last hearing, are these proposed amendments to the bill?
These are presented before your member. They said if you're going to do this, then they prefer that you do that.
Okay.
If you're going to, the real issue is whether you want to do this first.
Mr. Chairman, are you ready for a motion on this bill?
Well, I know what your motion is going to be, and I'm probably ready for it. The only point being, and I'm not impressed with it. The only point being, if there is some kind of a problem there that needs to legitimately be addressed outside of the sweeping, this is just too much, and I think we concur in that almost unanimously. That if there is something, and I think I will leave it that way, Kermit. If the assessors feel the bill, if there is a potential of narrowing the scope substantially to the point of getting it some real abuse. We're also, I was hoping to check with the legislative council to see what administrative capabilities the counties had. For example, if it is a nuisance with people wanting more than one copy of things, I think they can take some action on their own to make people pay their way or whatever. The problem the committee has is that there's really been no clear evidence as to what the problem is, and I'm not being negative toward you because I understand your position. I understand that there's one or two assessors who really wanted the bill, yet they see fit not to be at the committee hearing. So I think unless the assessors can bring to us a scaled down model that they can pretty well consider the bill a dead issue.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Stroh. I think in rebuttal, only if the assessor...
I don't think it'd be sad if he wants, I don't think he wants to testify. We're going to table the bill subject to the review.
Mr. Chairman, is there a time limit when you would like that information if they wish to present something to the committee?
Well, I just, I would think as soon as they can...
As quickly as possible.
Yes, and because otherwise I'd like to either forget it or to look at it, one or the other.
I'll push it, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman. The action that I anticipated is, of course, revocable.
Yes. And it happens automatically.
It would make me feel a lot better.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, Senator Monroe were to move the table subject to the chairman being convinced another hearing could be held. I'm happy to vote for that. Solely in your discretion, if you bring it back, we can chop your head off if you think that's improper.
Yeah. I have nothing against the motion, so if Senator Monroe, if you'd like to make it.
I move the table Senate Bill 62.
Okay. Senator Monroe moves that the committee table Senate Bill 62 with the understanding that assessors have been given a chance to look at the scope and point out any real problems outside of keeping everybody out of their office. Any discussion on Senator Monroe's motion?
Non-debatable.
Sir, not in this committee.
Well, I would presume, Mr. Chairman, that if you saw merit in it, you would bring it back to our
attention. We can bring it back.
All right.
Senator Hammond?
Aye.
Senator Drew?
Aye.
Senator Farland?
Aye.
Senator Grohl?
Aye.
Senator Grohl?
No.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator
Hammond? Aye. Motion's adopted. Did anybody want to speak on the bill in its current form and situation? Being no testimony, the committee will adjourn or convene again tomorrow at 1:30.